Here with Tony Finau after a blustery opening round. Just talk about how difficult it was to judge the wind out there.
Yeah, I felt like the last five holes it really picked up. It's starting to really blow right now. So it's not only hard on the shots because of the elevation. You know, 15, I thought that second shot was about as hard as it gets. You know, swirling up there, you're hitting from, you know, I'm 225 out. You're elevated 10 yards down. So I was happy to finish with, you know, an under par round on a day that I thought was getting pretty tricky out there on the back.
Bobby Jones said momentous decision on 13, and you hit it out of the pine straw.
Yeah.
Up there on the green, made a nice birdie to get you under par. Walk us through that shot a little bit.
Yeah, so I had a clear swing, and I had a good lie out of the pine straw. I actually thought it was easier to go for the green than it was to lay up because I had to finish something right of the hole. You know, the fairway slopes hard right to left if you lay up. And so I had to take a pretty nice swing to curve it enough to go right. So in my mind, it was actually not a bigger risk, I think, as maybe it looked. You know, I thought the easier shot was just to go ahead and hit it hard to get it over the water. So, I mean, it was a great shot.
Yeah,
you know, I pulled it off, but I did think it was the play every time because it would have been easy to lay that up in the water because I wasn't going to be able to swing hard enough to curve it.
Right.
So I was like 195 front, you know, 215 hole, and you're like, all right, we'll give this a shot. So it was a nice momentum change.
Compare straw notes at all? You know, he had a famous shot up there.
Yeah, his shot's a little more famous than mine, but he told me it was a great shot. I mean, Phil's always been great to play with. He's always giving out compliments if you hit good shots and things. So it's been a while since I played with Phil. Obviously, he's on live and I'm on the tour, so it's good to be with him again.
Yeah, when you see the course in really challenging conditions with a guy who's played it so often so well, can you pick up something from how, I know he's lefty and all, but similar lane, can you pick up something from him that you can apply to your own game?
Yeah, 100%. I think you're always picking up things no matter how many times you've played it. You know, I think even though it's the same golf course as, and we all know it very well, you know, there's little things I think that you continue to learn from it. And I definitely kept my eye out for different shots that Phil was hitting just to see how he plays the golf course. He obviously knows it very well. But I think you're always learning around this place, no matter how many times you've played it.
So any one moment you could isolate with Phil that you saw something today, it's like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Well, he hit a couple drives, like 3 and 8. I thought to me, it was just more like, wow, this dude still got it in the tank. You know, he drove it through the green on 3.
Yeah.
And then he flies the bunker on 8 by 20 yards, you know. So when he wants it, he's got it. And at his age, me and Sepp were talking more amongst ourselves. At his age, it's quite impressive. You know, I think people almost forget what he did here last year to finish second place. I think he shot 64 or 65 or something on Sunday. So, but you can see it. You know, you can see his short game is still magical and great with the flat stick, and he hits it far. So, I mean, who knows how many more years he's going to be able to contend here. I think he's going to be like Freddie, where he's going to be well into the 60s, still competing out here because he hits it so far.
Can you talk about that par save on 14 from behind the green with that lie? I mean, how crazy is that shot?
Yeah, that's the one Phil gave me a nice thumbs up. You know, I think whenever he gives you a thumbs up on a short game shot, you know you pulled off a good one. So the ball usually just doesn't stay there. You know, I caught a flyer out of that first cut.
Yeah.
It flew over the green, but it's on a pretty steep slope. I'm just expecting that to come down just a whole different shot. It's actually quite makeable from there, but end up staying on a down slope on a tight lie, and the best play was to fly it on the green. I just told myself, don't chicken out and hit the right shot, you know. don't play the bump here when you know you can get it close. So it was a great little flop chip, and I checked it up there within a foot. So that was huge momentum after coming off 13 with the birdie, and then I thought I played nicely on the whole back nine, you know, 10, 11, and 12, after I didn't have anything to show as far as under par on the front, where I feel like I played some good golf and just made a couple dumb bogeys. Getting through 12, 10, 11, and 12, and even par, I thought was huge because then I could take advantage of 13 and 15, maybe 16. So, but overall, I think under par was a solid go around there today.
And you're happy with your putting, especially with some good par saves down the stretch.
Yeah, 100%. 14 and 16, I thought were huge.
Yeah.
No question about it. So it's going to give me some confidence. You know, I think 17, I made a 4-footer after hitting a bad putt the first one, you know. So you definitely keep that in the memory bank as you go into tomorrow.
All right, best of luck. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks, bud.
Thanks.
I was going to save you.